All right, now it's time to talk with St. John's Prep football coach, Brian St. Pierre. And, Coach, welcome back. Pretty successful game last weekend.
Thanks, Rick, for having me on. Yeah, it was a good building block for us, good win for us.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Tewksbury, I think, are they Division II now? I'm not sure. But anyway.
I believe Division III.
Division III. All right. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter because they always play above their division. And the Northeastern Conference always has to go through Tewksbury every year, it seems, in every sport, in order to advance in the MIAAs. And, of course, Coach Aylward always has an explosive offense. So a big challenge for them, probably a good workout for you guys?
Yeah, it was. I mean, they're a highly successful program. They've been doing it for a long time. You know, Coach Aylward played for his dad, who did it for a while, and then he took it over, I want to say, in the late 90s, and they've had, you know, a tremendous stretch of success all throughout. So we knew going up there, especially, we had heard all the horror stories from all the teams going up there and playing at Tewksbury, and our kids were ready to go, and it was evident early that we were going to handle them, and we do what we mm-hmm. needed to do.
Well, I'm reading from Gene DiPlacido's article in the Salem News, and a little bit of a hiccup there at the beginning, Coach, when you guys got down there early and didn't punch it in?
Yeah, it was a continuation from the week prior against the Varian. We got to the three-yard line and got stopped and didn't score, and a few choice words from the head coach with the offense. But there was a different feel. I mean, we shot ourselves in the foot more than they did anything, and we knew it right away. The kids knew it right away, and they kind of took it over on the sideline and said, no more, and this is done. We're doing it. And then we just went right down the field. They actually scored to go up 7-0 after that, and we went right back down the field in four plays, put it in, all runs, and mm-hmm. that was really the end of it being competitive.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about some of your guys here in a minute, but first, Brian, I want to ask you about coaching style. You mentioned a few choice words, and you know, you played at every single level, and it's always a difficult question to ask a coach on who influences him or who has influenced him as he coaches. But where you've been at so many different levels, are there things that you take? You don't have to mention any names, but are there things that you take from different coaches that you say, okay, this is good, I can try this, I can do this, and I know it's pretty much your own style, and it's your own ideas, but are there coaches over the years that you look at and say, I remember that, and I want to try it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I played for so many of them. I actually learned a little of both when it comes to what the type of style that turned me off or I thought was, I don't know that I ever want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how that came off. Certainly played for some guys who I thought, you know, did it the right way and did it well. But to your point, I coached football the way I was brought up, thinking about football and playing football. And I'm me. I'm pretty loud. I'm pretty intense. But I think my players know I have their back and we're in it together. And it's just really important to me. I coach it the way I feel about it, which is it's a really important thing in my life, football, and the kids are really important to me, and that program is really important to me, and I think that comes through.
A question maybe I shouldn't ask, but can you compartmentalize when you go home? I mean, if you lose a tough game, I imagine you're ugly to be around for 24 hours or so, but then can you sort of regroup and say and get it back on a positive note with the kids?
Yeah, I mean, I try. It's so hard. I mean, you put so much into it when mm-hmm. you lose.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different degrees of losing. You know, I've said it before, and I truly believe this. There are times where you go out and the other team's better than you, and you kind of know going in it's going to take everything we got, and you compete, but you're kind of not there, and your guys give a good account of themselves. There's that loss, and then there's the loss like we had against BC High in the second week of the season where, you know, we did a lot of things right, we did a lot of things wrong, we end up taking the lead with 40 seconds to go and then give it right back up and end up losing in double overtime. It just crushes you. And that one took a long time to get over.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Every game's kind of individual in itself, but I think it's true, and you hear it all the time. Like, I hate losing more than I love winning, and we enjoy the wins not enough, and we dwell on losses too much, and I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yeah, but that's a human trait, man. You look back on stuff that you did wrong your whole life, and sometimes it just pops into your head. So with coaches, it's even more exacerbated. And I know that you know the competitiveness does get into the kids. And this season, coach, you've had some challenges, but it's a growing process for your guys. And this game against Tewksbury, you had some kids who were able to shine. Maybe you could just dwell a little bit on James Guy and some other kids.
I mean, James has been a standout from the start. I want to say in the Catholic Conference games alone, he's averaging over 150 yards a game, which, I mean, in the Catholic Conference, that's pretty heady stuff. So he's been unbelievable all year for us. He's an incredibly tough, durable kid, runs really hard. So huge bright spot there. I thought the O-line has gradually, each week, kind of gotten better. To the point where we feel pretty confident about them right now. Defensively, we've had our moments, good and bad, but again, last week, the 27 we gave up wasn't real. They scored twice at the end against our backup, so we played really well defensively last week as well. So I think the team is just, it was an odd year. We were young, we were missing a lot of people, and it's just all those factors at the beginning of the year, we're trying to overcome that and find our way, and now that the season's ending this Saturday, we've kind of reached the point where we're starting to hit our stride, which is tough, but you like to see it.
Well,
we're definitely a better team now than we were 5-6 weeks
ago. Yeah, and that's as a coach, that's what you always hear. We want to improve. And the other thing is, you're hitting your stride now. Okay, fine, it may be the end for the seniors, but coach, we're going to be back at this in just, a matter of weeks, really, a couple of months down the road, but a great experience for your underclassmen in growing. Coach, is it BC High coming up again?
Yeah, we have the rare opportunity to rectify a wrong in our minds, in the same season, so we're pretty excited.
All right, so you're not coasting this week. This is some serious business.
Oh, no, this is Catholic Conference. This is sending the seniors out the right way and kind of trying to springboard us for the fall, like you said, to your point. We've, as a staff, I've kind of mentioned to my staff, there were two goals coming in that we wanted to send the seniors out right, but we also wanted to build this thing, knowing that this spring was going to be tough for us. With the competition and just where we were at personnel-wise, but we wanted to build it and springboard it into the fall 21, the real fall. So we're getting to the point where we're feeling pretty good about that.